Do you want to do the countdown?
I guess. You're not getting any, you know, weird shit at the beginning, though.
I'm disappointed.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and, you know, other things, too. Depends on how we're feeling, right? Tonight, you have myself, Sin, and Kato.
How are you doing, sir? Chilly.
Chilly? I know we were talking beforehand. It's in the Kansas area. It's in the 40s.
Yep. We have officially like hit spring weather here. So it's cloudy, rainy, just great nap weather, but that's about it.
I'm curious though, does that mean you're now wearing a hoodie?
No.
That's even more interesting.
Long sleeve shirts.
Long sleeve shirts. That's fair. So you're actually wearing a shirt tonight?
No.
Oh, dang. Well, anyway, how was your week
in Destiny? In Destiny. Let's see. We recorded last Sunday. So what have I done since then?
A raid.
I've done a raid. I've done Prophecy. I've got the new Scammer skateboard, whatever. That's kind of the sum of it.
Very nice.
And I've played a bunch of Supremacy.
And it is a hot mess, wouldn't you agree?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing right now, and it seems like everywhere I turn, like there's groups of people. I can't keep up with the team. They're all over the place. The blueberries don't stick together, and it's just a mess.
Yeah. I did some comp too, but you know.
I'm assuming that was leaps and bounds better than Supremacy?
Not really, no. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. Kind of just.
Was, but it wasn't.
Different issues.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, rating wise, and I was with you during the raid this week. I finally did something I haven't done in a long time.
Yeah, you actually played your Hunter.
That I did. An all-Hunter Vow. And I actually have not played Vow in a long time either, which is also very intriguing. Going back and just trying to remember all the call-outs. But it was fun.
It was.
I don't think we missed a beat.
No. Particularly when we rat-kinged Caretaker. That was interesting.
Two floor, to be exact.
Yeah, two floor. And you have enough supers plus rat-king, it's pretty nuts. What else did we do? Third encounter, didn't really have any problems there. We had wipe once, but that was wrong call-outs. So I think most of us hadn't done it in a couple of months, at least, it seems like. And then yeah, Rolk himself.
That long.
Yeah. Rolk was interesting. We went back to Acrius instead of Linears. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. A little bit tough, though, with Acrius because you're up on him and especially running all Hunters.
We
had a few deaths, but we ended up two-phasing it.
Yeah. I don't know. there's some things that could have been changed. If we would have been struggling, we could have switched some things out too, but we got it.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, it was a good run. And yeah. Hunter is fun, except for me shooting a tether at the wall during Caretaker.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
I don't even know what I was doing. I don't even know how. I know how. I Titan aimed.
Yeah.
Just went all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Sounds yeah, but that was right. A good time. And then some supremacy with you afterwards. And that was still on my Hunter. And ran into groups of Titans that felt awful. Now I'm running on my Titan. And I'm still running against groups that feels awful.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's definitely one of those, if you're solo queuing that, it gets pretty bad.
Yeah. And I definitely solo queued that one.
Yeah.
But not bad overall. How are you feeling about Guardian games overall?
I'm halfway done with the title and the event card already. If not a little over halfway, just from doing Supremacy.
Very nice.
I don't know. It's the same thing as it was the previous years. Get your cards, do the cards, turn the medals in, repeat.
And then Skimmers.
Yes, Skimmers. That's like the only reason I jumped right into it.
Now, I've gotten the freebie one from the event, which, in all fairness, the freebie one, it's... I think it goes in your inventory as a white inventory piece, not exotic. That one is going away at the end of the event, but there is that exotic one. And you said you have gotten the exotic one. Did I hear you correctly on that?
No, I don't have it yet. I haven't done any of the Vanguard strikes, which is like the easiest way to get it. So you have to get top 10% of the Vanguard ops playlist regarding games and without dying, I think. And it's probably the easiest way to get it. Otherwise, you got to bank a bunch of medals. It's like 1,200 medals or something. But the platinum count for 15. I don't know what the rest of them count for. I know the diamond ones count for quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I think just from the little bit I played, I have a score of like 350, and that was just from last night alone. And I haven't done much of anything else. And I, unfortunately, because I just got it late last night, and with my shorter time of playing, I have not really gotten to try the Skimmer out. And I've seen some videos on it.
It is a lot of fun.
So how much fun? Explain. Tell everybody. Like the joys and fun you can have with it.
I mean, just go get it. Go play with it yourself. Like one of the first things I did is I got it unlocked when I went around a prophecy. Like, oh, I'm going to see if I can skip through all of this, you know, the ribbon road. Guess what? You can.
Now that was, somebody had posted a video of that somewhere along the lines. And it basically stays in the air for like an infinite amount of time, it feels like. And you can even drop it and recall it back in the air.
Yes.
And continue it with like full power. So,
yeah. That's a little bit of playing around, but I did it before I watched or even seen videos starting to come out of it. It's, I guess it's the grind function. So it's the crouch button, essentially. Crouch. Class ability, however you have it mapped. But it'll do it until you're out of charge. And then if you get off of it and then summon a new one, you can get right back to doing the same thing. So it's kind of broken in some aspects because there's not really a cooldown, and the fact that you can summon it in the air is really cool.
But yeah, I have not tried it out. But I do need to finish some stuff on Niamuna, so I'm actually getting ready to load in on Niamuna now and just try it out there. I would really want to finish all my seasonal quests for the Bright Dust pile. By the way, Bright Dust, speaking of, if you're listening to this, do not forget to collect your free Bright Dust every week from the store.
Yep. I mean, we'll get to that in the twid, whatever.
Twid, twabby, twad?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to that here in a minute. Any other games you've been playing?
No. Been watching a bunch of different shows. That's about it.
Ooh, tell me more. What shows?
Watching some older anime. Guys. Over the weekend, I binged Gate, which came out in like 2015. Like, still really good. Watching some current ones. Finished up Reacher on Amazon. Kind of all over the place. Which kind of helps. I've been off work all week, so.
Very nice. Now, I re-upped my subscription to the Apple Plus, and I had started watching like that last season of Mythic Quest that came out. I finished that actually today because I was off and started watching some more of the morning show and just some shows that I haven't really paid too much attention to, recently, just with my work schedule, that being hectic. And yeah, just not a lot of time. Like, I feel like with all that, I've got barely enough time for Destiny, it seems like. And let's see, what else have I watched? I think that's been about it as far as shows or movies. Oh, I saw some movies. Watch.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
I did watch two movies the other night. One came out in 2007. The other one came out in 2017, 18, somewhere in there. But it was The Man from Earth. And then The Man from Earth, Holocene. Like, I remember seeing them when I was like the one as a kid. I didn't know they made a second one. And it's an okay movie. Like, if you've never seen it, it gives you some like food for thought of like, oh, that's really cool. But pure science fiction.
Sounds interesting. I was going to say, with Apple TV Plus, I saw that they have some movies up there and some movies that I've already seen, like Zombieland. I was going to start watching that earlier, but the kids were home at that point, and I started it up while they were out playing, and I like the first few like minutes of it, I was like, probably should turn that off just in case they walk in. So I turned that off, needless to say, but they have some other stuff on there, like old movies like Men in Black. Like, yeah, just stuff that I wouldn't mind going back and just like hanging out one day and just
been years watching. Since you've seen it.
Yeah. And maybe have some salsa verde chips that you teased me with that you didn't sell me.
Man, they're pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
See, like they are. That's why they've been one of my favorites. Right. But I've been so disappointed they haven't been around here. I just don't want to spend the money because they are so expensive on Amazon to get.
They are.
Oh my gosh.
It's weird. Where I actually found them at was a small local gas station. Like, they just had them there. I'm like, huh? I guess I'll buy a bag.
Very nice.
I don't ever look for them when we actually go to the grocery store. But we were out and about. I'm like, ooh, chips.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Rodimus, Walmart does sell them online, but they go through the third-party sellers. They are expensive, and my Walmart does not have them in stores. Unfortunately. And every time I go somewhere, whether it's like Royal Farms or Sheetz or, you know, wherever I'm stopping, and I know they have chips. Like, I was even in Dollar Tree picking up something for the wife earlier, and they had some Doritos, but no salsa verde, unfortunately.
Did they have any other flavors, though?
They had other flavors. The purple bag, which I don't eat, and there was one other one. Like, I'm only looking for them just because I want some salsa verde in my life again. Other than that, you were playing some RuneScape earlier, you said?
I was, yeah.
And how long have you been playing that game?
This time around, a year or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played it.
But I always see your name pop up with it.
It's the ADHD. Like, I can't just sit here and watch something. So I'll be watching something and I'll have that up on a separate screen or something. Do both.
Multitasking at its finest.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's just an easy time killer.
I usually just putz around on my phone, go through shorts, and then I decide to go to bed. I think that's like 90% of the people out there.
I'm used to be really bad about doing the same thing, but I've gotten into the habit of, like, I get home and I put my phone down somewhere, and then I look for it when I finally go to bed.
It's actually not a bad idea. Unfortunately, like tonight, I'm off, but I was getting calls after 7 o'clock because the other experienced manager was gone, and they needed some help. So I ended up answering the call.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Twab? Twid?
Twid.
You take us away, Master Twitter. That just feels wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rodimus, my phone call is paid. I would say it's paid because I have a salary, but my pay structure changed recently, so yeah, not so much.
Right. Okay, tweet. Give us the full standings for day one and day two results. Will. Hunters in gold, Warlocks in silver, Titans in bronze.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I don't think anybody gets anything for winning for their class anyway, right? And if you have all three, you know, classes regardless, does it even really matter?
No.
So pride, not prize. Got it.
Yep, pretty much. So I didn't know this. You can actually pick up contender cards from the app. Kind of nice. That's a really nice change, especially if you're doing those platinum cards.
Yeah. No more random visits to Space Grandma?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, last night when you were running, I mean, that was one match of supremacy back to the tower for a card, and just back and forth and back and forth. That's kind of nice to know.
Yeah, I can see where that can help out if you're trying to stack up really quick and then go deposit, stack up really quick, go deposit.
Yep. Players who have completed the gold event challenge by March 26th, you can order a medal. Woo. Kind of cool medal, but I'm still not going to order it. They break down the Guardian Games Cup. Riven's Wishes final quest was this week. You get 2 wish tokens by completing it, which all you have to do for this week is run Prophecy. And these are not time gated for anybody that was really worried about it, I guess. So if you haven't started or if you're still behind on them, you have until the release of Final Shape to get these done.
And that's a lot of time.
Yeah. New emblem.
Yes, I posted that in the chat earlier. I'm surprised nobody else beat me to it because I felt like I looked at the TWAB late. But yeah, there's a new emblem, free emblem code. It's in the TWID. Otherwise, I did post it in our Destiny chat channel inside the Discord. It's actually a neat little one. What do they call it?
For the N7 Special Forces, so the Mass Effect emblem.
Actually, I'm going to see if I can pull that down from collections now.
And the emblem is out the airlock.
Ah, yes, that's what it's called. And you said that's Mass Effect inspired.
Yes. They did actually give you a link in the TWIB this week, too. It takes you directly to the Redeem page and already inputs it.
It's actually not a bad idea. I typically, though, just pull it up on my phone and put it right on in there. Yeah.
Weekly Brightdust, like you were saying earlier. They're doing this because of the extended season. We're not getting new season challenges. There's your 700 Brightdust each week. These are a once-a-week thing, so if you don't claim it that week, they do not stack. You have to claim it every week. Starting on the 12th of March, Destiny 2 required date of birth information from players. There's a whole article on it. Didn't read it. Sorry about your luck.
I heard they were doing that. I didn't read it either, but I'm wondering if it's just for some, and I could be wrong, but it has to do with maybe some other countries' standards and requirements when it comes to gaming.
Yeah, I would assume so. Upon logging to Destiny 2, those who haven't updated their birth date on Bungie.net will met with a please enter your date of birth on the screen. Submitting a date of birth is required to enter the game. Please make sure to correctly enter your real date of birth. I guess they're just being
proactive. I wonder how they would
know. Right? They don't. Just like any other website.
Right. How are you going to know? I was born in the 50s.
Interesting. Ritual Reset is changing with Daylight Savings Time coming up. March 10th. Date will be 10 a.m. Pacific. So is that 1 Eastern?
Back to 1 p.m. Eastern.
Got Eastern, time. 12 Central, 11 Mountain. Known issues. PlayStation players are unable to use text or voice chat. Interesting. Supremacy matches are not using Crucible sandbox updates. That's cool. Skimmer grinding only works with the crouch toggle setting, but doesn't respond to hold crouch. And there's a bunch that has to do with the skimmer. Or two, sorry. Mapping a vehicle control to the same button as toggle crouch will prevent players from being able to grind on the skimmer. Problems with the Lightfall mission. Glaives are only getting one ammo with a new meter system instead of four. Okay. Some Guardian Games class items are not available for armor synthesis. I did notice that one. Strongholds exotic isn't granting restoration times two anymore. Hullabaloo grenade launcher can roll with masterworks that aren't intended. Air apparent catalyst can be acquired on an account that already obtained the catalyst. Had that happen. You had it happen too.
Oh yeah.
The legacy button on the character selection screen is unable to be clicked. And some players are unable to progress through Season of the Witch content due to Portal of Helm not appearing.
They need to put on their game crashing. Because now, two nights in a row that I've played, my game has just crashed.
Really?
In the middle of an activity. Last night I was on my Hunter while I was waiting to jump in with you all. I was doing one of the New Light campaigns. I think it was Vendetta that was still left on that character because I haven't really messed around with it much. And it crashed middle of that. And then right now, I'm just was playing around on Niamuna and shooting stuff. And it just locked up, crashed. Bungie, please fix it.
And then movie of the week. Bees of the week, I should say. I haven't watched any of these. But
I typically don't.
No. Art of the week.
Although Tony Hawk. Cockmoon's Pro Skimmer. That's clever.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the twib.
And the usual no sign off. Because they fired everybody. It's not too soon now, right?
Too soon.
It's not too soon now. It's not. I'll take it to my grave.
No, it'd be fine.
Well, man, I do need to jump in more, though, with Guardian Games here. I feel like I've missed a lot. Even though I'm like season rank, I'm over season rank 100. I do know that. I got to log back into the game again. I haven't done that yet. I haven't done a lot of the Riven Wishes. And I think it did the first week, but I have all the quests like piling up.
Yeah.
And I just haven't really been motivated to do it because there really hasn't been much that I needed. I did end up crafting the Last Wish Rocket, and I played around with that a little bit on my Hunter just because I haven't done that yet. But I probably will end up using the wishes to just obtain red borders that I don't have. Maybe an exotic, but I don't really know for the other two characters if there's something that I need.
Right. Well, and I don't know. I've been using it on the Festival of the Lost Memento. Oh, speaking of which, we did get a new memento with Guardian Games. Unfortunately, unless you really like Spider-Man themed weapons, the new memento is kind of... The shader for the memento is kind of on most guns. So there's a few that it looks pretty good on. But it looks like
otherwise not so much.
Yeah. It looks like it'd be really cool, but the blue is just too much. In my opinion.
Anything yet. I am a big fan of that Lost Memento though.
Right. I think that's the only thing I've used my wishes or the wish tokens for is Lost Mementos.
We just need to do that. But I'm stuck in my ways with a lot of the same weapons over and over. I've been exploring a few other weapons recently, but for the most part, I stick to the old trusty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My good old 261 weapon level Callus mini tool. And PvE wise, I don't have it on this character, was Deliverance. And typically Thunderlord or some other heavy.
It's almost as bad as Ed and his. Was that SMG from Val? Submission? I want to say it's Submission.
Submission. Yep, you got it.
Like level 400 and something. Bro, use something else.
Well, I mean, if it gets the job done.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I guess. Gotta switch it up a little bit.
The only time that SMGs for me don't do very well with being on controller is, you know, long distance. Typically, if you're running King's Fall, the hobgoblins that spawn out in midair on those little platforms, SMG is not very stable on that regards.
No. Nope.
So, yeah, using something else might be a little bit more of a benefit than at that point.
Oh. That, I just loaded up Destiny. It reminded me, the armor synthesis bounties have reset, too.
So you can get more.
Yeah, transmog system, more bounties, more synthweave. Woo.
Now, I have not used it a lot on my Titan. I just usually, if I change something up, I leave it there for an entire season and then maybe switch it up after that. But I actually did, and I think it might be the seasonal pass ornaments that you get. I ended up using those on my Hunter and switched it off the last seasonal ornament set that I had on it.
Sure.
Getting my Hunter game on real strong there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Hunter's the way to go.
It's okay. I do like my void build. It's okay. But other than that, light week overall. We still got half a season to go until we finally get the final shape drop. I'm definitely looking forward to that. You probably see me jumping on more about that time frame. I've just been keeping everything status quo otherwise.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, there's the end of the light that's coming sometime in April.
Oh, yeah. Into the light. Forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember if it's the beginning of April or the end of April.
Now that you mentioned it, I will say beginning.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know they said somewhere, I just don't remember. And then I think there's new maps for PvP coming in May. So there's things coming. It's just going to be probably hop in for a week here and there, then not touch it, and then a week here and there. And it's just, it's Season of Arrivals all over again. Like, this isn't like the downtime between, or before we got Witch Queen, where we got the 30th anniversary pack. Because I don't think the End of the Light's going to be on par with that. I doubt it anyway.
Not as extensive. I couldn't imagine it will be. It's not a buyable pack. I mean, unless Bungie does have that kind of content built into it and they're just shipping it for free. I agree. It's probably not going to be on par with that.
Yeah. I mean, some information would be nice of any kind.
Yeah.
Maybe in the coming weeks we might get something.
I mean, we're sitting at the beginning of March now, and really in a short 3-4 weeks, we're going to be right there at the beginning of April. So
yeah,
maybe we'll get a little something.
We're almost the middle of March, like another week.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, good. Very nice. Anything else you might want to touch on before we wrap it up? We can keep it. We can keep a lot of the episodes short. I like the shorter format personally. Keeps it nice and contained.
Easier to edit.
In my frantic editing, although the new computer has made it so much nicer, processing again so much easier, goes a lot quicker. So the bigger ones are not as much of a pain as they were before. So, but on the shorter episodes, man, processes burn. They go quick.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Can't really think of anything else that's pressing. Like, oh, we got to talk about it. I got nothing.
No. Well, Kingsley should be back next week. He had something to take care of tonight. But Cato, tell everybody the deets and where they can find you.
In the Discord, for the most part. I don't even know why I bother with the socials, because I don't ever use them. So, Discord, at me.
Or not.
Yeah. Whatever.
Fair enough. Sin, one who has no Dune Bucket media. God. Take us out. Why, thank you. I figured I would throw that in there since I can't do it to Kingsley. You can find me on the interwebs, the X, the Blue Sky, Sin Media, or Sin_Media. You can find me on one of those. Of course, always in the Discord. That is typically the best place, just like Cato. You can find the show. We've got our podcast feeds out there on Apple, Spotify, all the places. You can also find the rest of the details on the website, including the links to find the show and the Discord at our lovely website, The Guardian. Yeah, wait a minute. I'm getting my normal thing confused in there. I'm like, wait, why am I saying that? But you can find it at theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Thank you, Kato, for saving me on that one. But other than that, you all have a magical night, and we will see you all next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.